the rest of the story.
Ben Franklin was one uncommon man. Brilliant, brilliant. Invented the Pennsylvania fireplace and discovered polarity and electricity. He invented the lightning rod. He discovered the cooling effects of evaporation. And he charted the Gulf Stream. And he invented bifocal glasses. And all of this in his spare time. Ben Franklin was one uncommon man. So why during the Revolutionary War did we reject his secret weapon? Modern-day historians and militarists agree that if the Continental Army had used Ben's secret weapon, we would have beaten the British sooner and more easily. In fact, Ben's weapon was so superior to the 18th century musket, and today in many ways it is still superior, that it has been used effectively as recently as the war in Vietnam. Then why in the world did we, during the American Revolution, reject Ben Franklin's secret weapon? Franklin first suggested the use of the weapon to George Washington's second-in-command, General Charles Lee. In a letter to Lee, Franklin outlined all of the advantages, but Lee in turn made the suggestion to the Committee on Munitions, appointed by the Continental Congress, and Ben's idea died in committee. And yet Ben Franklin was right, you know. From the objective vantage point of modern military knowledge, we can see Ben's weapon was vastly superior to the common badly bored musket of that era. For example, the musket was accurate at 100 yards. Ben's weapon was accurate up to 150 yards. And while the musket was entirely ineffective at 200 yards, Ben's weapon was deadly at that distance. There was also the problem of loading the old muskets, tamping the powder and the wadding and the ball and so forth. Because of that time-consuming process, Ben's weapon could fire four times faster than a musket. Just look at the musket's myriad disadvantages. They and their ammunition were hard to come by. They were heavy in weight, therefore difficult to transport. The smoke from the black powder they used temporarily obscured the view of the firer. A musket ball would not necessarily take a man out of combat, and the musket itself was unreliable, would not always discharge. Ben Franklin's weapon solved all of those problems. And at the same time, it was more psychologically devastating to the enemy. So why did we turn it down? Well, it's hard to say what the final consideration was, but as the pros and cons were being weighed, there was in our midst a group of people whose military wisdom was most respected, and they were less intrigued with the Franklin weapon, and that was that. This one group of people, enamored with the old musket, insisted on the old musket and rejected Ben Franklin's idea. In retrospect, today, we realize that Ben was right. In fact, his weapon was so streamlined and so superior that it has been used as recently as the Vietnam War. We used it very effectively in Vietnam. But during the Revolutionary War, one respected group of combat strategists did not see the advantage of Ben's secret weapon, even though they, the Indians, had originally invented it. You see, Ben Franklin's secret weapon, the weapon that would most certainly have stopped the British sooner and more easily, was the consistently effective, reliable, lightweight, silent, smokeless bow and arrow. Now you know the rest of the story.